very low and feels like she hasn't accomplished anything in her life, you know, that she really wants to do. And so we both need your prayers.
Isabella. And Ariel and Isabella.
And Carmen.
And also Carmen.
Want to thank you again for your ongoing support for Ashley's adoption, and would like prayers. We submitted our application to the immigration. Please pray with us that we get a quick and a favorable response. God bless you.
Prayers for Ashley's adoption.
I need a prayer for my surgery on next week, so I need a prayer. Myself. Vivian is
having surgery next week, so prayers for her. Anyone?
Prayers again for Alexandra Mink. We have prayed for her and her family before. I got an email from her grandfather saying that the tumor has just exploded all over her 17-year-old body. And she is on palliative care and just waiting for God's arms. So that would be Alexandra, her parents, her brother, her grandparents.
Prayers for Alexandria.
It is William's first birthday today. We are very thankful God gave him to us.
Birthday? His name? William's first birthday. Prayers for him.
Well, I have prayer of thanksgiving for hurricane which shot on a miracle, it just missed Rhode Island. There's still people who are without power, who are suffering, but you can't compare it with suffering over the other parts of the country. And I'd like to ask to pray for people who do suffer enormously in New York and other parts of the country.
Prayers for all the victims of Sandy. Oh, prayers for everyone who's been devastated by Sandy storm.
Let us join in a time of prayer together. God Almighty, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together to give honor and praise to your glory. You are one God, our Lord, our Savior. We ask that you hear all the prayers that are expressed this morning and those that remain in the silence of our hearts, that you convince all of us that we are in your presence and that you are a loving and caring God. It is with difficulty that we mention Hurricane Sandy and the disaster that followed that storm and the continuing discovery of new problems that must be solved and overcome. And yet we ask that you be with those who are responding to disaster, keep them hopeful and strong, that you be with all who have lost life, home, possessions, loved ones, that you help us to focus on the rebuilding and the good help that comes from neighbors and friends and family. Also, we ask, O God, that you listen to our prayers for our families, for Ariel, who turns 26 tomorrow, for Isabella's first birthday, for William's first birthday, for Carmen, who is at a low point in her life, searching for meaning and reason that she has accomplished, whatever it is, open her heart and her mind to that. That you be with all who support Ashley and those who care for her and pray for her and offer aid. That you be with Vivian this coming week. That you be with Alexander for the tumor that is invasive in the young body, for Alexander's parents and family and loved ones. That you tend to our nation, keep us aware and awake to the possibility of reaching out and assisting those brothers and sisters in New Jersey and New York and Connecticut. That you show us that we can be a community together and help us to carry that cooperative spirit into next week as we seek to elect candidates and to make decisions which affect all of your children in this land and around the world. Support each one of us, we pray, and these prayers we offer in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our first scripture reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 22, verses 14 to 21. It's in the Pew Bible, page 81, and in the large print Bible, page 105, and it's also projected. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with a cup after supper, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Our third reading, which is the final one, is from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 14. It's also in the print Bible, the Pew Bible, page 209, and in the large print Bible, page 271. But when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy place, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls, with the sprinkling of the ashes of a heifer, sanctifies those who have been defiled, so that their flesh is purified, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to worship the living God? This is the word of the Lord.
Before we welcome Pastor Edmund to deliver the message to us, I realize during the reading of the gospel that I forgot to mention that there is church school and that children are welcome to go downstairs. That is written at the top of the second page in the bulletin. Age 3 through 5th grade go to their classes downstairs, and the family room is available upstairs for those infants who are accompanied by a parent. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. First of all, I thank Almighty God for giving me this privilege to be with you once again. I'm very happy. More than happier. Let us stand on our feet as the word of God is coming and pray. Please let us stand on our feet. Pray. Almighty God, in whom is no darkness at all, grant us the light of thy holy perpetually, and shine unto thy darkness of our heart by opening thy word to us, the word of truth, of strength, and of heavenly comfort, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. God richly bless you. Today is a special day, as we all know. We are going to celebrate the Lord's Supper, which is very, very important. But today, I want to share something special with you. We will drink, we will eat, but after we drink and we eat, what next? That is the most important thing. Now, the main topic or the title or the theme of my message, Christ's death for the believer's redemption from sin and condemnation. As we all know, Christ came and he died for our sins, as we all know. But let me tell you one thing, that today is a special day. Today is a day of remembrance. And as I'm moving quickly, today is we are celebrating the Lord's Supper. But the reason why are we celebrating it? And what are its importance? As we all know, in the Bible we have two covenants. That is the Old Testament covenant and the New Testament covenant. But one thing I want you to know, I want to shift slightly to the Old Covenant, because if you go through the Old Covenant, you will see the picture of Jesus in the Old Covenant. Listen to me very carefully. As we all know, Adam sinned, and because of sin, the Bible said there was a separation between man and God. As we all know. But anytime there is a sin, it separates God and man. And the Bible says, when Adam and Eve sinned, there is a separation between man and God. God was annoyed with Adam and Eve. But let me tell you something. God did something special. The Bible says when they sinned, they saw themselves nakedness. Anytime sin enters into man, there is a disgrace. So the Bible says immediately they sinned against God, there was a separation. And the Bible said, when God called Adam, "Adam, where are you?" He said, "Daddy, I'm naked." He said, "Who told you you are naked?" But one wonderful thing that the Lord did was that the Bible says they tried to cover themselves with leaves so that no one will see their nakedness. But that couldn't help them. So the Bible said, God himself kill a lamb and use the skin to cover them. If you read Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, you'll see something special there. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, the Lord God made a garment of skin and covered them. Skin means the outer limited layer of an animal body. So which means something has been sacrificed to save them from their sin. And as we all know, the Bible says, Christ is our Passover lamb. So Jesus in the Old Testament, see the picture, you will get the picture clearly. That's the Old Testament. And when the Israelites also are in Egypt, they sinned and they went through captivity. But Moses prayed and the Lord said, I will save them. Pharaoh said, no way. I will not allow them to go. God did so many miracles, nothing happens. God did so many miracles, about seven miracles, nothing happens. But there is a one miracle that God told Moses, kill a lamb, use the blood, and that day I will pass over. When I pass over, I will not destroy the Israelites. So the Bible said, Moses took a lamb and killed it. They use the blood, but there is instruction. And I want us to see something here. The Bible said, Jesus, he is our Passover lamb. So God told Moses in Exodus chapter 12, verse 7. Then they are to take the blood and put it on the side top of the door flame. They should use the blood, the Passover lamb, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. We have the old covenant and the new covenant. But it's the same similar and the same pattern used by God. So, God gives them instruction. When you kill the goat or the sheep, the one thing for you to do, what? That's Exodus chapter 12, verse 8. They are to eat the meat roasted with fire along with bitter herbs and bread. Praise God. Praise the Lord. They should eat the meat roasted, not cooked, in water. Hello? So when Jesus died and resurrected, he told his disciples, you should wait and pray and ask for the Holy Spirit and it will come to you as a fire for us, for you to go. Praise God. There's something happening in here. And I want everybody to listen very carefully. I know it's the Last Supper, but there is something here. Two. Moses told them, and they should prepare a bread made without yeast. They should prepare bread. They shouldn't eat the meat alone. They should prepare it. And they should prepare a special bread And that bread, they should not add what yeast into it. Because the yeast represents corruption, sin, evil, and moral impunity. Because Jesus is the Passover lamb. And the Bible said there's no sin in Jesus. And Jesus represents the body of Jesus. That's the bread, represents Jesus. So God instructed them not to add any yeast into the bread. They should eat it just like that. And immediately they took the bread. Then Moses just instructed them once again. He said, when you eat, Exodus chapter 12, verse 46, it must be eat inside one house. But make sure, do not break any bone. When you kill the lamb, eat it all, but make sure that you will not break the bone. Because that goat, that sheep represents Jesus Christ. That is the Passover lamb. And the time Jesus was crucified, the Bible said none of his bone was broken. That is the new covenant. I'm telling you, Jesus, he is Lord and he is the Savior. No one can save you. I want you to believe Jesus and to obey according to his word. This is the Old Testament. This is the new covenant, old covenant. But let's see the new covenant. The old covenant, you see how the whole thing is. And the Bible says, Jesus, he is our Passover lamb. And God is going to use the same method in the New Testament. Jesus is going to use the same method. So when you read the Bible, as our sister read it right now, the Bible says, he took the bread. You know, we have bread here. And he gave thanks unto the Lord. And he break it. And give each of every apostles pieces. What does it mean? Praise God. The body, the bread, represents the church. The body means the church. So he gave the pieces. He gave Peter peace, James peace, because with that togetherness, we can build a unity church. With that togetherness, we can never progress in our lives. So Jesus told them, no, you have something special in you. Take this bread. As today we are coming to enjoy and be with the Lord here. But what does it mean? It means you have a role to play to support this ministry to grow. Not just eating the bread. He gave them the pieces and he commanded them to do something, to proclaim, to preach his word. So as we are now going to celebrate the Last Supper, it is good. But let us see the importance faith. And the one wonderful thing Jesus did, he said, do this in remembrance of me. And you can only remember someone, whether bad or good. Praise God. And I remember one thing. Immediately, something special is happening like this. I remember one thing. Even Judas Iscariot ate with Jesus. He gave him some of the blood. Some of the blood and the bread. If it were me and you, would you give it? The one who is going to betray you, will you feed him? Huh? Can you do that? The one who is going to betray you, the one who is going to kill you, then you give him some bread. Oh, please. Do that. But Jesus doesn't mind. He gave Judas. Judas also, oh, Jesus. Nice man. But he was a betrayer. So this means, as a Christians and believers, today is a special day. But immediately we take this bread and wine. What next? We have to be able to relate even with our enemies. Hello? We have to love our enemies. Praise God. This is what Jesus did. And you know one thing? We need to repent. He said, immediately we are coming on the Lord's table. We need to examine ourselves. Go through us. See yourself. What is hidden within you? Are you doing something bad? Because when there's sin, you need to pray for forgiveness before coming to the Lord's table. That is true. And that is right. You know, God, Jesus always need us to repent. We need repentance. Because Peter, he also sinned. But Peter quickly repented. He denied Jesus. I don't know this man. What are you talking about? Forget about this man and leave me alone. Wow. Praise God. But later, he cried, said, Lord, forgive me and give me more power. And Jesus did exactly that. But Judas Iscariot couldn't even repent and come into his senses. Just went out and killed himself. There are so many people, there are so many Christians, when they go through trial and tribulation, the best thing for them to commit suicide. I'm telling you, that is not good. Keep your trust in the Lord and come to the Lord and you will be forgiven. Again, there is a chance. Don't go and commit suicide as Judas did. Praise God. But we need to come to repentance. Brothers and sisters, it is good for us to be Christians. It is good for us to be believers. That is right. But after receiving Jesus Christ, after eating this, are you still going to quarrel with your wife, with your husband, again? Or what next? King says, forgive us our sins, so we also need forgive our brothers and sisters when they offend us. And you know one thing I like about Jesus, even on the cross, there was a sinner, two sinners, criminals. And you know, immediately you sinned and you repented, you will be forgiven. I'm telling you, no matter what the situation, you will be forgiven. Because one of the criminals asked Jesus, if you are a son of God, save yourself and save us. And one criminal said, hey, what do you mean? What are you talking about? We deserve to be here. But this man, he is a perfect man. And he said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me. Jesus said, I will remember you. Even today, praise God. If we can change our mind and our attitude toward God and repent from our sins, God will forgive us. Today is a special day. Praise God. But I want you to know one thing. And that thing is, by his blood, Jesus accomplished the followings. I want you to jot it down. All this what you are doing right now about the death of Jesus and the resurrection. So the blood of Jesus accomplished the following. His blood forgive the sins of all who repent and believe. His blood forgives us all who repent and believe. That's Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Two, his blood justifies all who believes in him. His blood justifies all who believes in him. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 24 to 25. His blood cleans believers without guilt in full assurance of faith. Praise God. So through his blood we are clean. We need to do our best. We need to love. I want everyone. Go inside within you. Pray. And the Lord will surely forgive you. We know today is a special day, the Last Supper. Hello? Every year we celebrate, praise God. But you have a role to play in this church. What are you doing? Some are choirs, some are preachers, some are taking care of the kids. Immediately you took the bread, you have a responsibility and a role to play. In the body of Christ, the Lord is good. I'm telling you one thing, when I was in Ghana, I was only pastor who was able to debate with our friends Muslims. And when you read Surah, the book of Surah, it tells you, Jesus, he is the only one. And he will come again to judge this world. And the Quran said there's no sin in Jesus Christ. He is a perfect man. Praise God. I want you to trust Jesus. I want you to believe Jesus. Let us get away from our sins. Let us love each other. Praise God. And as we are coming today to partake this special, the Last Supper, I know you will never be the same. But remember, Christ said, remember me. Immediately you take this, remember me. What are the good things? Remember Jesus. What are you remember Jesus for? Is it for good or bad? I know everybody is good. The Bible says he cares. The Bible says he loves. You know, praise God. And we must also do the same thing as Jesus did. We shouldn't take the bread and go home and quarrel with our wives and start fighting. Within short time, 911, that's America. 911, I'll call the one. That will not solve the problem. Praise God. Praise God. 911 will not solve the problem. Praise God. The problem will solve by love and forgiveness. Praise God. May God bless you as you are here this morning. And I know you will never be the same. Now you are coming with the Lord. You are coming here to take this special with the Lord. It's a special invitation. Praise God, and I know you will never be the same. May the good Lord be with you us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. God bless you for listening to this special message. Praise God. And after listening to this message, quickly take something from it. Hello? Don't come and eat and go. No. Praise God. If you don't love, immediately you take something, start kissing your, oh, hello, honey, I love you. That's right. Praise God. Start to share the good word of the Lord to people. May God bless you. Amen. Let us stand on our feet and pray. I want to sing one Ghana song, but maybe you don't know, but I'll sing. But you listen to me as I'm singing, and I'll pray shortly. Oh, no, Kwarifu, Ejo, Nyamie, Yeyi, Yeyi, Wa. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. I pray that your Holy Spirit will give us understanding of your word. So that at the end of this special program, your name will be glorified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is one of my favorite times of the month when we get together and celebrate the one of the two sacraments of our church. Although this is done, the Lord's Supper is done within the context of a Presbyterian church, it is a broader and wider celebration than that. And the invitation to join and to partake the bread and the wine comes from our Savior, who invites all who trust him to enjoy this feast which he has prepared with his life. Let us pray responsively the great thanksgiving which is in the bulletin. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he was with the disciples in the upper room, as we just heard, and he took the bread and broke it. He said, "This is my body broken for you." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. He said,
As we continue to praise God, let us give ourselves and our gifts to Him. Let us pray. God, we gather here in your holy presence to thank you for the gifts of our life. We are very grateful. Let our gifts be a living illustration of your continuous generosity. Accept our humble gifts through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
now in peace. Live in freedom. Serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.